For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Living in the country sounds nice, huh? Cash it all out, get out of the cities, out of the traffic, the crime, buy a little inexpensive place where the grass grows slow. But what would that little retirement fantasy sound like if I had said a phrase like affordable rural housing instead of inexpensive place in the country?
There is a stigma with the word affordable.
Clementine Elmore is the executive director of the Housing Authority of Florence.
Folks tend to think that that means that, oh, that person just wants free housing.
Along with baseless stigmas, low-income rural homebuyers face a lot of particular obstacles. Houses might be cheaper out in the country, but there are fewer jobs. And the ones that do exist tend to be entry-level, unskilled affairs that pay way lower salaries than more city-friendly careers requiring college degrees. And then there's the matter of just finding the houses to buy.
On the mortgage side, the main problem we see a lot of time is inventory.
Claude Spurlock oversees home ownership issues at SC Housing. He says that without a lot of new homes getting built, buyers in rural counties have to rely on finding existing properties that come up for sale. But
there's very few houses that change ownership. I know a few years ago we did a survey, and there were three counties that the only new home that was even constructed or anything were two mobile homes in the whole county for the year.
And those houses that do break into the market in rural areas are not necessarily ready for prime time. Samuel Bass, executive director of the Chesterfield Marlborough Economic Opportunity Council.
We see a lot of structural type damage, and a lot of it just comes from the age of the houses. And a lot of our clientele are not in a way that they can really just improve the property to keep it up like it should be kept up.
That clientele, as you might expect, is not the one with the promising bucolic retirement fantasy. The council sees rural residents likely born and raised in county and usually trying to piece together a decent life without a lot of financial backing. Exactly the kind of clientele SC Housing is looking to help with its new County First initiative. It's a program that provides up to $8,000 in forgivable down payment assistance and low fixed rate financing to first-time buyers in 20 rural South Carolina counties. But it also provides that help to move-up buyers, something Clementine Elmore says is a breath of fresh air.
Some people don't have to have the starter home. Some people can move up to the $100,000 and $150,000 home. So I think it's great hearing that the down payment is not just for first-time home buyers, but also a step up for those that have that starter home, but now want to move up to a larger home.
County First is hoping to motivate owners of so-called starter homes to level up. That, in turn, opens traditionally tight rural inventory by getting more entry-level homes on the market, or ready to change hands, as Claude Spurlock said earlier. For the first-time buyer in particular, the timing of this program could not be more right on. Though SC Housing started working on County First last fall, its launch comes just as South Carolina renters are trying to stay ahead of the financial effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The homeownership market looks fairly robust, but the renter market is severely distressed.
Brian Grady is the director of research at SC Housing.
Most people who are renting are lower income, have service jobs that they were furloughed when the restaurants were closed or when hotels saw a reduction in demand.
State housing officials are keen to tout the benefits of affordable housing to head off a looming and potentially damaging eviction crisis wrought by the pandemic. Elmore says that if South Carolina wants to head off real homelessness, it needs to back programs that put housing in reach, especially in rural counties where it's hard to move in, much less move up. Take a deeper dive into this story online at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.